Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we're doing the last hadith under the chapter Babul Ithari wal Muwasati, the chapter on giving preference to others, comforting others, sharing, etc. with others. An Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innal ashariyin idha armalu fil ghazwi uqalla ta'amu 'iyalihim bil madinati jama'u ma kana 'indahum fi thawbin wahidin thumma qatasamuhu bainahum fi ina'in wahidin bis sawiyyah fahum minni wa ana minhum muttafaqun 'alayh. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it was the habit of the Banu Ash'ar tribe, that what we know as Ash'ariyin. They were a tribe from Yemen. So the Banu Ash'ar tribe, or the Ash'ariyin, was a tribe from Yemen. That they had a certain quality in them that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praises, as we see at the end of this hadith. So what quality they had in them? The hadith goes on to explain. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. Is that when their provisions on a journey, on an expedition, were about to be finished, were about to be depleted, or one is when they were on a journey, or when they were at home in if and they were running short of food, they would do something that was very, very nice, was very peculiar, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter praised it. What would they do? Is they would gather whatever they had. So is either they would be on a journey, they would all gather what they had in one cloth, and then they would distribute it. So either they were out on safar, or either they were in hadar. But this is what they would do. They would gather everything, one utensil, one cloth. And then what they would do is they would distribute it equally to each person in his utensil. So example, one person had only one khajur, he came with that one khajur. Another person had 2,000 khajur, he came with the 2,000 khajur. Another person had 100 khajur, he came with 100 khajur. Put all together, and then they would equally distribute it as a gesture of kindness, a gesture of sharing, a gesture of caring. Such a beautiful quality they would have. Let's put everything together. And this was totally voluntary. Nobody was compelled in any way that you have to contribute a certain amount for you to benefit from this. It was out of love, it was out of generosity. So this is the way that they would work it. So they would gather whatever they had in one cloth and distribute it equally in each person's utensil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they are from me and I am from them. In other words, that these people are upon my way and I am upon their way. The kindness, the way that they are doing it, the generosity that they are showing, this muwasat that they are demonstrating, this is all from the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this hadith teaches us that this is something that is very, very beloved. This kindness and the sharing and being good to one another. This is from the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One other thing that's important with regards to this particular hadith, especially in today's times, is there are some people that try and prove that insurance is permissible from this particular hadith. I'll explain just now. Firstly, let us understand what is the problem with insurance. Insurance, there are three elements that make it impermissible. The first element is qimar, gambling. That I am paying so much, I'm entering into a contract, I may benefit, I'm insuring my house, I'm insuring my car, I'm insuring my business. I may benefit from it, I may not benefit. I may meet up in an accident with my car, I may not meet up. So it's a gamble that I'm taking. So many years I'm paying these premiums, but whether I'll actually benefit, I'll get more in return, or whether I'll get less, this is a gamble that I am taking. So the first prohibition is because of qimar, gambling. The second prohibition is because of interest. That I am paying so much, is my return going to be more? Or how much more is that interest that I am going to get when I eventually get? And also, there is another element of the insurance companies generally when they reinsure and when they themselves invest, they are not particular about where they are investing the money they get. They are also earning returns that are based on interest. So number two. Number three is there's an element of gharar. Gharar means uncertainty in this transaction. So because of these three elements, one is qimar, gambling, second is interest, the third is gharar, uncertainty. Because of these three elements found in every insurance contract, we know insurance is not permissible. Now there is a type of insurance that recently people are marketing, and not only people are marketing, conventional, 100% conventional insurance companies like Bright Insurance, FNB, etc. It is 100% conventional insurance, but it's being marketed as though it is a takaful. In other words, you are entering into a bilateral contract. Bilateral contract in Arabic, aqd-e mu'awadha, what we famously know as this transaction where there is two-sided contract. In other words, I'm signing a contract that I'm going to pay so much of premiums. And when I pay these premiums, then if there's an accident, if there's a detrimental situation that I am faced with, I can now claim it from the insurance company. So there's a liability being created on one side, and on the other side there is payments that is needed. Now here we find, as we see in this hadith, when people are trying to use this hadith to show that insurance is permissible, they're saying, look, these people came, one person had one khajur, another person had 100 khajur, another person had 1,000 khajur, I'm using this as an example. They all put it together, they pulled it together, and then they shared it. So therefore, insurance also, this takaful must be permissible. What we'll do is we'll call it a contribution. Everyone's premium is a contribution. First question we need to ask ourselves, is this a contribution? Do you know of any insurance scheme in the world where you can voluntarily contribute? I can manage to contribute 10 rand, that's my premium for the month. Another man says, I can voluntarily contribute 1,000 rand, that's my premium. It never ever works like that. You'll find every insurance scheme, takaful or no takaful, there's a risk analysis that is done. Risk analysis on the person, risk analysis on the asset that is being insured, risk analysis on the area. There's many, many different factors that are taken before a premium is decided that this is what your premium is. Then a contract is signed that is legally binding, that the insurance company now faces so much of liability if there's a need for a payout. So it is a bilateral contract. It's not an aqd-e tabarruh. It's not something that is just voluntary. Here in the hadith of the Ash'ariyin, we've seen it was something that was voluntary. You brought and you came and you gave. Therefore, in the hadith, the words mention as jama'u ma kana indahum. Urdu is translated as jiske paas jo hota hai. Whatever you got, bring it, we'll put it together and we'll share. There's a major difference between this and an insurance contract where a person is forced to sign a contract before he can enjoy the benefits. Yeah, there was no such thing as come and sign a contract. If you sign a contract, you have to pay premiums for so many months. If your premiums are paid, then only you can enjoy the benefits of our plan that we got in place here, this everyone sharing. There's no such thing like this. In an insurance contract, you'll find that if a person doesn't pay his premiums, he doesn't have any right to a claim. He loses his right to the claim because he stopped paying his premiums. If he doesn't pay a certain amount that is determined by the insurance company, then also he loses his right. There's a big difference here. If a person came with one khajur, a person came with half a khajur, even if a man had nothing, he can also come and he can enjoy the benefits. So one is, as we see, that there was no contract as far as Ash'ariyin is concerned. The other is that in a takaful scheme, we find that they reinsure. The scheme is such, for example, Bright Insurance now, they will reinsure with another insurance company. So now what happens is insurance upon insurance. Technically, it's insurance upon insurance. And here we're not seeing any type of insurance. It's just a simple bring and share. Bring what you got and we'll share it. So therefore, it is important for people to understand that when a hadith are quoted, it must be quoted in the correct sense. That this is what this hadith is referring to. It's referring to a general act of kindness and generosity. Whether you got, you come, you don't have, you don't take. So we can't use this hadith now to say that insurance is permissible. Firstly, nobody in his right mind ever believes that this is a contribution. I've never seen any person, and I don't know if anybody's seen any person, where that he is contributing towards insurance, and he's saying that, no, this is a contribution towards the poor. I'm trying to help the poor. Nobody's trying to help the poor. The man that wants to help the poor person is going directly to a poor person, or he's going to some organization that will distribute the money to a poor person. But he won't give it to an insurance firm and say that I'm helping. So to use a hadith like this that is talking about helping people in general, especially people that are less fortunate, it is incorrect, it is not right, it is a disservice to hadith to use a hadith like this when a person knows that I'm contributing towards an insurance only to benefit myself. It doesn't form part of any person's charity portfolio insurance. In fact, this insurance is something separate. A person is trying his best to pay lower premiums. And one other thing we find is that if the insurance company, takaful or not takaful, has to pay a person out, then you'll find there's always an excess now that the person has to pay. He has to start paying more. And can we see in this hadith of the Ash'ariyin? There isn't anything as though you have to pay more, that you got paid out now, you came with less, are we paying you out now, you have to increase your contribution. Absolutely nothing like this. So there is a big difference in what is in the hadith, the spirit of the hadith, the intention of the hadith, the purport of the hadith, and the way we are making it out. Allah Ta'ala save us. I thought we'll bring this to our attention, because nowadays you find even now the conventional insurances, they're quoting this hadith. And they quote one ayat of the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Assist one another in righteousness and good works. Now this, look, do we know of any person that is contributing to an insurance and he's assisting one another in righteousness and good works? A man is contributing to insurance so that if there's some uncertainty, I can make a claim. Nobody is actually contributing to help a poor cause. So therefore, to use an ayat of the Quran also to try and market insurance is a great disservice to deen. So those insurance companies that are using these hadith, they also need to think that why are we using the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to market something that is impermissible. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal, to practice the spirit of the hadith, to bring in the spirit of the hadith. So if anybody makes a claim that it's something that is voluntary to contribute to the insurance, simple question, ask them that if we don't contribute, what will happen? Very simple, if we don't contribute, what will happen? Immediately you'll see there will be consequences. So that's showing us that this is a bilateral contract of exchange. So therefore, when there's a bilateral contract of exchange, and in that contract we got these three things, the element of gambling, we got the element of uncertainty, the element of interest, immediately it becomes impermissible. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing the beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, a hadith that he's speaking about, just a simple bring and share, and how they would do it in such a beautiful manner. We should keep it and let it remain in that spirit. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.